You're listening to In the Moment
with Liv and Bix. Hey, it's Liv
and Bix, and you're listening to In the Moment with Liv and Bix, a podcast for unsuccessful actors.
By unsuccessful actors. Bix here is working on something really exciting, and I think everyone should know about it. It's really cool, I think. The film looks really awesome.
Oh, yeah. Bro, it is really crazy. Like, I cannot wait to see the VFX, like, it all come together.
Same.
Because, yeah, I've never done a movie before that had such like it's an action film. Like, I've never done like an action film with like After Effects, and like, so it's gonna be really crazy to see come together. But yeah, I've been shooting that this week. We have one day left, so almost done. It's been crazy. They really like get these movies done like 6 days in.
That's
out.
So crazy to me.
Isn't that insane?
6 days is so fast to film a feature, right? A feature?
Yeah, a feature.
A feature film. And do you want to tell everybody like what it's about? And it's, by the way, it's a second installment.
It's by The Asylum, and they do a lot of these like action films, horror films, like all like in that kind of like sci-fi realm of stuff. And they've got a ton of movies out.
Look, what about your character? Tell us about her.
I'm obsessed with her. I am so obsessed with her. Like, I went into it just being like, okay, like, she's necessary to the plot.
Yes.
But, like, also isn't technically, you know what I mean? I don't want to, like, give too much away. I just love that she's, like, along for the ride. Mm. She did not sign up for this.
She's a no down-ass bitch.
She has no idea like what's going on, but she commits and she's just like in it for her friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yes, I have really come to absolutely love her.
Oh, good. That's always fun to play a part that you love and maybe like can connect to the character.
Yeah, you know, like you just like
makes it a little bit easier.
It's great when you're able to, yeah, like find those things about the character that like make you feel like just like a giddy feeling that you're just like, ha ha ha, like what a like funny thing that she would say, or like that she's,
yeah,
just her existence in this world is like so great and funny to me. So it was good to play her, because I feel like everybody else in the film is very serious, like it's like, you know, a creature feature, like action film, like
right,
we need to figure this out. So my character's kind of in her own world, I feel, that's like kind of separate from the other people. So it's fun to be more of like the wild card of the film who just like got sucked into this group.
Yeah. Would you say you're like the comedy relief a little bit?
I think a little bit, yeah. She definitely has some, like, silly lines and responses and inquiries. So, yeah, definitely a bit of comic relief.
And what has been your favorite part doing this film?
Honestly, my favorite part has just been the people that are making it and, like, the crew, the cast, the, like, production company, like, all of them. You know, like we talk about this all the time whenever I go to set, and I'm like, I always feel like weird and like I don't know how to talk to people and like understand people. So I feel like awkward and I get like my like social awkward feeling. I have not felt that at all with this group. I know that some of that comes from I just did the monster movie with the same like production company. So like there's a lot of the same people on set, there's a lot of the same crew, it's the same like wardrobe.
So you're familiar.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that definitely helped. And then just like everybody's vibe has been so good and cool and positive regardless of what goes
on. Much.
Yeah.
Especially with acting, right? I don't know how you feel, but being like when it's my scene, but I know that I am surrounded by such, I guess, a supportive group of people or people with really good energy, good vibes, and makes it so much easier for me to perform.
Yes. Like you don't feel like anybody's like judging you or like,
right.
So that's definitely been the best part.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And oh my gosh, also, so funny tidbit. Because we're shooting a feature in 6 days, you know, like it's not an easy task. We ended up needing to split into like two teams for a couple of the days. So like, you know, like one team goes and shoots other stuff and the other team goes shoot some other stuff. So we obviously couldn't have the director on set for both things happening at the same time. So one of the producers on this film is actually a director, and he's a director, writer, incredible. I'm obsessed with him. I love him. But he is the director of all six Sharknados. And he split off with me and my scene partner, like who I'm mostly in the movie with. So for the past 2 days, we've been working with, his name is Anthony, and he directed all six Sharknados, and he was so awesome to work with. And just like so sweet, so funny, so kind, and like super generous with his time and his knowledge. Like we'd be in between takes or just like on break, and he'd just come over to us and be like, let me give you a piece of advice. Not like in a weird way, like in a very just genuine,
helpful way, just wanting to be helpful.
So yeah, it was so great. We were just like chatting him up.
I've never seen Sharknado, but I know what Sharknado is. I mean, who doesn't? I know Sharknado, which is why I'm like, when you told me, I was like, oh my God, that's incredible. But I never got to see it, but now I kind of want to.
I know. I feel like we need like a movie marathon
of just Sharknado.
Just like, because there's also like so many like crazy cameos in it. Like Tara Reid is in a bunch of them. I'm pretty sure she's like the lead, one of the Desperate Housewives. Is in it for like, I think a cameo, and I love her. Yeah. So great time.
Oh my God, that's so amazing.
Yeah.
It's like, put me in your Sharknado, please.
I know. Seriously, Sharknado 7, I'm ready.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm ready for
my debut.
Throw
a shark at me.
Yeah.
Throw a shark at me. No.
Yeah. So good. That sentence.
Yeah. And I definitely have a newfound, not that I didn't, I just was never. You know me, like I strictly watch like horror, thriller, psychological type stuff. So I don't often break out of my thing, my like stuff that I like.
Yeah.
But I'm doing this movie and just like I obviously did some research and like looked at some other movies from the company. And I definitely have like a new found. That's like the wrong term because it's not new. But I definitely find myself having a different kind of respect for these films and these filmmakers. Because with circumstances like Sharknado, like being able to like write and direct and act in that with like such wild circumstances. But
Keeping it grounded.
Truthful and grounded and like not making like a mockery of it the whole time.
No, because yeah.
Yeah, like that's not an easy thing to do, but these like this team, they just like really nail it.
I can't wait to see this. Wait, do you know where we can see this film that you're in?
No.
No, okay.
I do know that. it does go to streaming. I think it usually goes to Amazon Prime. I think they might have like a little like, you know how on Amazon Prime you can have like Lifetime and Paramount and like different little channels. I think they might have a channel.
Oh my God. I cannot wait. Did they give you like a projected like release date or anything of that sort?
I think they want this out in March.
Oh, I can't wait. That is literally around the corner, Bex.
I know.
So
I don't
know
how they're doing it, but apparently that's what's happening.
I cannot wait.
I know. Oh, it's going to be so crazy.
This is going to be so fun to watch. But yeah, so that's cool though. Yeah. I'm excited to see your film come to life. It just sounds so wild. So
yeah, my first action film.
Action film. That's so sick, Vix.
Yeah. After doing this, like I don't do like too much action. I'll warn you. But I do want to just like punch guys in like a movie now. I'm just like, oh, I want to fight.
I've been wanting to take stunt classes.
Yes, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
I found a place out here in LA that does like hand-to-hand combat, sword fighting, like fencing, like all of that. Yeah. And I really want to go because
same.
I want to like Buffy the Vampire Slayer my ass off.
Same. And I also just think it's a good skill to have. So, And like I've noticed, so I am comfortable doing my own stunts. If someone asked me to do my own stunts, I would. However, am I formally trained in all of it? No. And I've noticed in my bio on Instagram, I put actor does her own stunts, like more to be cheeky. Like, and I'm realizing that people are not interpreting it that way. So when I speak to people, they're like, you do your own stunts. That's so cool. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, people think I'm like Tom Cruise out
hilarious.
Here. Yeah, I thought I was being funny and people are just taking it like really serious. So I'm like, Liv, like you really just have to take a stunt class so that when someone does go, yeah, so you do your own stunts, right? I can just be like, yes, actually I do.
Yeah, you should.
It wasn't just a cheeky thing in my Insta bio. But this is the thing. Like I've had private lessons. So I know like how to do like I've done mitt training and I've done like kickboxing. But like I do understand that with film and television, that's like a different set of skills, that type of stunt training. So yeah, I did also find a place in the city, Bix, and I think I want to check them out. They do everything you just listed, like the sword. They do like the fencing. They also do hand to hand. I think they also do with the wooden stick.
Oh, yes. They also, the place by me, they also do lightsabers.
Vix is going to be in the next Star Wars. Watch out. Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to get better at like stunts and stuff. I am afraid of like weapons. I mean, not all weapons. I'm really just afraid of like prop guns. I like know that they're props and like they always do like the safety thing where they like, you know, show everybody, they take everything out, they do it. But still, no matter how many times you show it to me, I am still afraid of it. Tomorrow I have to hold a gun. I get handed a gun.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. That's so exciting. Do you know like what kind of weapon you're – I know you said a gun, but
it's
is it like a –
like your classic like
– oh, handgun.
Gun. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I don't know anything. Okay. I'm just like, you know.
Well, it's like, are they handing you like an AK-47?
No,
are they handing you
absolutely
like – I was like, imagine just like fixing this giant like
– I feel like – I honestly feel like I would be less scared of a prop like bigger gun just because I know that there's so much more mechanically that would need to be right for it to actually work and fire. But when it comes to just like a handgun, like –
yeah.
I don't know. Something about that is just like so much more like anything could happen. So yeah, I'm very scared of them.
You're going to do great. And they're also, yeah, they're very, I mean, also the bullets obviously are not real. And there's like that whole thing. So like no one, it's very hard to hurt someone with that. Like you have to be, I don't even know what you have to be to like hurt somebody with that thing. But I think you'll be great. You'll be fine.
I know. I just think of like Alec Baldwin and the movie The Crow.
What happened?
Those were just like Alec Baldwin accidentally killed somebody on a set with a prop gun that went off. I can't.
How?
That's what I'm saying. Like I have absolutely.
How do you accidentally?
No idea.
I mean, yeah, I'm still learning. So take this with a grain of salt. I'm still learning this. It's not every day that I'm on set with a gun. But when I did do a short film, and I also had to handle a handgun. They had, number one, I mean, they think they always have to. They have a professional handler on set. And then number two, what kind of stuff was in the gun? But it's like not where – I forget what kind of stuff they put in it because it is a case. Oh, they just put blank cases. They're like blank cases in there.
Interesting.
So I know in my gun, there was a blank case. I shot it. Like, yes, you can't, like, he's like, do not point that thing at anyone.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, no, like, no, I won't. And I didn't. But, and then I would only lift it up when it was pointed at the person I had to shoot. And then when I did, it was just a blank. Yeah, it's a blank. So, like, it didn't essentially hurt
anyone. Does it make
like
a noise?
No, it did. It was like an actual like boom, like, you know, like the actual sound.
But like, and it was loud.
No. Nothing that can actually kill someone comes out. That's what I'm saying. They're blank cases that came out. But like there was a thing that came out, the case. But like it's blank. There's nothing in it. So like it literally, but like that could be dangerous if you're standing to the side of the gun and when it shoots out, like, you know, the
okay. The blank, I see what you mean.
If that were to hit somebody, yeah, that's not fun. But like,
yeah, I don't know what happens on that set.
That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, this was like fairly recently. I think it was within the last year or two. And then on the set of The Crow, famously, the lead of that, Brandon Lee, he was shot with prop gun and was killed. I know. Not to bring the fucking lead down.
Yeah, I was like, this is really – oh, my God, that's terrible.
Yeah. So
– yikes.
But anyway, I know
– On another note,
Liv, you've also been shooting this week as well.
Yes, continuation of the Squatchers. So yes. It was another day. We actually filmed at this diner. It was giving me major like Riverdale vibes because it was very like retro, like like retro diner feels. But yeah, so we did that on, what was that, last week? Yeah, so we did that last week, which was a lot of fun and it was great. It was the first day that we filmed inside. Inside, so we were warm. We weren't freezing our butts off. So I was eternally grateful to be finally doing an indoor scene.
I felt like you. Like I kept thinking about you on the like on the river with in Sky Hoshi when you said you were just like chattering because we did an exterior pretty much whole day 2 days ago, and it was like the only day it's like raining in Los Angeles. And I am just freezing, like my teeth are chattering. My like feet were like literally numb. I had to like keep like taking my shoes off and like shaking my foot out.
No.
And I was like, this is just like Sky Hoshi.
you're like, I can do this. Yeah.
It was rough, but so cool. The pictures that I love that Kalani's been sharing pictures. I feel like I'm like on the crew. And just like,
yeah, following along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we've been filming for, I think, a while now. I think since, was it November?
Damn.
Right? Like November. Wow. I think we started in November. Yeah, I think it was November, December, and January now we're in, and we're still filming. But half the movie is already done. Kalani actually edited 20 minutes of the film already. So that's exciting. So I already saw 20 minutes of a rough cut, very rough cuts, the first round. And I am so excited. There's this one scene, I'll just say, without giving anything away, but it gives very Jurassic Park feels. The scene specifically when they first see, like, when they first see the dinosaur. And
my God, for a second, I didn't realize that you were retelling the scene from Jurassic Park. And I was like, wait, there's a dinosaur?
You're like, there's dinosaur. You're like, it's like, wait, it's like, yeah, dino versus Bigfoot. A new film idea.
Honestly, that sounds like a film that The Asylum would do. So,
right. Dino versus Bigfoot. Catch me in that next season. No, so. Yeah, like that scene where they first see the dinosaur. Anyway, so it just reminds me of that where because there is a scene where we may or may not see Bigfoot and we are in a car and the car, it's pouring, it's raining, the chaos ensue and the whole thing. So,
damn, we're both in like action creature features.
Oh my God. Creature features.
We're like that's hunting what we're doing. Hunting down the big bad.
Yes. But yeah, also that's coming out. That's supposed to be, I should say, coming out in March, but we'll see. So it's interesting. We'll both have our films coming out the same month.
That is exciting.
So wow. Should be fun.
Busy bees we are.
busy bees. Yeah. How has auditioning been going?
It slowed down a bit for sure, but like, I think that was good because I really needed like a little break, especially with like filming this. A lot of right. the other actors, I was talking to them and they're like, oh yeah, like I booked out just so I can like, we're filming a full movie in 6 days, you know? So people like booked out right. so they didn't get sent auditions, but I didn't think to do that. So I didn't. So I've just like still been auditioning while filming. And I don't know. I'm like in a dilemma right now. I think I figured it out. But I got an audition while I was on set and my manager texted me. And I'm always just like on it. Like I'm going to look right now. And this is totally my fault. But I read the breakdown. I didn't open the sides because I read the breakdown. I looked at the people's yeah. names and I was like, oh, okay. Like this seems, it's harmless, you know, like no big deal. Seems like a fun thing. YOLO. So I clicked confirm and then like went back to shooting just because like I wanted to do it quick. I didn't want to like leave my manager waiting, blah, blah, blah. And then when I got home and I opened the sides, I was alarmed. So I did a little bit more like research and I realized that there was like a connection and it was like a project that like I wasn't really interested in doing. And there was also some like required nudity that I kind of missed because of those two things. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna text my manager, tell her, so no, sorry you. To do this, but I'm gonna decline. Yeah. But then before I got to text her, because I waited too long, she sends me an email. Okay, first of all, oh my God, first of all, she sends me a text message and I'm going to read it. I'm going to show it to you.
Oh.
So I see that and it says, hi, Bix, just got a message from casting for you in all caps. So I think to myself, who am I? I think it's for the TV show. You for the next and final season.
Oh my God, no, wait, that would make sense.
I know.
That's so not even crazy for you to think that, to be honest. But
yeah, because it said you in all caps.
In all caps. Oh.
So I'm like, oh my God, I'm like getting an audition for you, the TV show.
Yeah.
I sprint to my email.
I sprint. Sorry.
And this like it's still a, like it's a good message that I got, but all my manager meant was it was meant specifically for me. It wasn't like a blast message, and it was production of this audition that I was just about to decline, saying, hey, producer wanted me to reach out to you and let you know that we really love your look and we're really looking forward to seeing your tape. So I'm like I was just about to be like, hey, like, I can't do this. So I still don't. What I think I'm going to do is tell my manager. This is all stuff that I don't even know if I should be putting in the public.
But you're not. The thing is, it's good as you're not. You're not using names. You're not saying what project. Nobody knows who you're talking about. So
right. Exactly.
That's good. Yeah.
It's really like it's nothing like obviously personal. I don't know any of these people. It's just the contents of the project that there are just things
you don't want to do. And that's okay. Yeah.
So what I think I'm going to do, I feel like I'm going to just tell my manager like, hey, I don't feel comfortable with the required nudity and whatever, but like I'll still tape, just, you know what I mean? Like I don't want to sour.
Well, yeah, say, hey, maybe like you don't feel comfortable with the required nudity, but be like, but I would still be open to other roles if they have or other future roles so that it's not completely burning a bridge and you're still leaving some opportunities. So you're not just saying, sorry, no. But here's a self-tape, because she may be like, well, then I don't need this.
That's
like,
why are you sending me self?
Yeah. Like, so, like, saying maybe, like, don't... for other things.
Yeah. Because like, I also don't want to send it to them and make them watch it. If then
I was going to say, that's, like, but I don't want it. They're going to be like, well, then don't send it. Yeah.
I
think, like, your best bet would be to say, like, no. But hey, I'm open to other roles. And also when you tell them no, maybe just obviously tell them why you're not comfortable. Be like, I'm saying no because of this. And in the mm-hmm. future, please don't send me for roles that have this.
Yeah. So that, it's just like, you know what I mean? It's certain things.
Yeah.
I would be comfortable with under different circumstances.
You know, I understand what you're saying. I understand. Yeah. So it's not that it's that, but it's because it's for a certain project. But if maybe if it was for something for the show, if it was something for that, maybe you're like, okay, that's definitely.
I would think about it a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. But even so, like, I feel like when I was younger, I was so much more like, oh yeah, like, whatever, I'll get my titties out on HBO.
And like, sorry, you said that so, like, oh my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, the older I get, the more like I've become so much more reserved and picky and just like not as immediately like, yes. I'm so much more like, would I want to show my titties? Or my butt, like I'm really thinking about it a lot more.
Yeah, I think I'm the same now. I think with roles now, I definitely look at everything that is under the requirement because I think I'm at the point in my career where I finally realized I'm allowed to have boundaries. There are things I'm allowed to say yes. There's things I'm allowed to say no to. Right. So I definitely understand exactly what you're saying. I think for certain roles, I might, and depending on what type of nudity, because there's that too. There's so many mm-hmm. different, like,
right.
there's a whole spectrum of, like, it's like, what type of nudity are you talking about? Is it partial? Is it full? Is it whatever? Implied? Like, I don't
also,
know. You know,
could
like,
you give me, like, the scene where the nudity is going to be so I can, mm-hmm. like, read the context
and
as
see
well?
If this is,
I feel like
exactly.
that's a thing that should be a little bit more customary, if that's the right word, because I know that they give you the context and they'll mm-hmm. write it out in your requirements.
Right.
But sometimes I'm like, I want to see the scene too.
Yeah, because there's been times it'll say like, oh, back nudity. Like back nudity, obviously they mean like the butt, the buttocks. Like, yeah, your butt.
Your booty.
Or they'll say like side. So it'll be like you'll be nude, but they'll only get capture like the side of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyways, point is, yeah, it just depends on I think a lot of things, yeah. So I agree with you, Bix. I think I'm at a point in my career where I'm like, I need specifics. Like,
yeah. But no, you're right. So I'm glad I talked to you about this because I was about to like – I don't know what I was about to do actually. I don't know. But I do think it's better off just like – we could talk about this another time. I just like don't know how much information
cool.
gets like passed along through reps when it comes to mm-hmm. – like declining, because then you have to write your reason.
Oh, yeah. You always have to write your reason. Yeah, you have to write your reason. I think they do share as well. That's why they ask. Like, I know
right.
with my representation, my agent, anytime I turn something down, she goes, why? And she goes, I need to know why. So when I tell her, I'm sure she – because it would only – in my – I think I'm not an agent, but I would only imagine it would also help preserve her reputation by giving a reason, not just saying no mm-hmm. to casting.
Right, right.
That's why I would imagine they'd want the reason so they can relay that message to casting, because I'm sure that doesn't look good if they're just denying auditions,
yeah.
but they're not telling them why. They're just like, no, no, no. Like, yeah. So I imagine that they'd pass the message along.
Okay, okay.
I'm guessing. You know, I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm not a manager. I'm not an agent. I don't know. But I think that would be in their best interest as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm just going to tell her everything I'm telling you and then be like
– copy paste.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. I'm getting headshots, by the way.
Ooh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, I'm updating them in 2 days.
Oh my gosh. Ooh, that's soon. Okay.
Yeah.
Who did you choose? And then I have a follow-up question.
Yes, girl. So I chose Shawnee. She's located in the city. So I believe, in the city. And yeah, so it's Shawnee and I am shooting in the city.
That's so exciting. Do you have everything prepared? Do you have your outfits picked out?
So wait, the outfits picked out, that's actually my plan this evening.
Okay.
So I put it in my, you know, my brain schedule. I was like, okay, after work.
Your brain schedule.
My brain schedule, meaning I did not write this down. I just have it in my brain. I was like, okay, after work, you have to do this. So after work, I am doing that. So I am going to put together. But anyways, yeah. So I have my looks, girl. So I have one of them that I'm doing is like a work office outfit, kind of corporate vibes is what I'm going for. So like a dress shirt, a blazer, corporate so for Barbie. Roles where I, yeah, corporate Barbie where I can go out for the lawyer, the accountant, just like more professional roles, which I see that like kind of like, yeah, whatever, like lawyer, professional, whatever, young professional, because like I don't intern, have any shots like that.
Like research assistant.
Exactly. Just any of those professional roles. Then going to get more youthful, young vibe look. So like roles for like the best friend, the girl next door. So something a little bit more playful. Yeah. And then I'm doing a commercial shot. So good old fashioned, like bright shirt, bright background, bam, like big smiles. So that, so just I have like a bam commercial shot. So yeah, these are the looks that. Three looks. And these are the looks that like I actually sat down with my manager and she talked me through like the look she think I'd benefit getting from this headshot session.
Oh, so, nice. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So these are the looks that I'm doing, girly. Thank you. I'm really excited too. I really love her work. And I saw some actors that I was like, oh, like I was familiar with. And yeah, so that's always good. But yeah, I'm excited to update some of my material.
You've had your shots for like a while now, but they're so good and like, you know, still look like, you know what I mean? Like their headshots are so hard to get ones that are timeless. And you figured out how to do that with like the ones that you currently have.
Thank you. Yeah, I really like them as well. My rep thought that I could benefit from having more looks and then also looks that like, she just wants some looks that will pop out, really pop out at casting. Mm. And that's the thing. Like, even if you get new headshots, you could still use like the ones that you have as well as your updated ones. I'm just adding to my repertoire.
Media bank.
Yeah, exactly. To my media bank. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get new headshots soon or just like similar to you. I feel like I need little just like additional
looks. Yes.
And like an aged up commercial because my commercial shot right now, I keep getting called in with it, but like for teenagers, like for like young teenagers.
Like 13.
So I'm like, this needs to go.
This gotta go.
We need to move on from this. But that's so exciting. We're doing so much.
We are. Oh my God. We are doing so
much. Did I tell you that I'm shooting something in the woods?
No. What?
So a friend of mine that I met on the internet 2 years ago. We've met in person since meeting on the internet. But
everybody's like, Bix, be careful. Yeah. I'm kidding. Yeah.
She is like a hair and makeup artist. And she also does
a
wardrobe for film and TV. Mm-hmm. And so she's working on a project. And they were looking for – it's like a teaser for a feature. Yeah. So they're just shooting like the teaser portion.
Yes.
And they needed an actress. She sent it along to me. And I reached out to the guy. And he was like, hell yeah. Come along.
Oh my God.
So yeah, we're shooting in mid-February. I think it's going to be like a one-day shoot. And it's in the woods. No cell service. No reception. Ooh. Spooky.
This is a thriller or is it an action? What is?
It is a thriller. It is thriller. A thriller. Yes. Ooh.
Did they give you any other information about the project or?
So as anything? For right now, all I have is the script for like the teaser because that's all they're shooting right now.
Right.
But I always reference Lifetime movies. I know that there are bigger and better movies than Lifetime, but what can I say?
But Lifetime's great.
Exactly.
I love a good Lifetime film. So
yes. Shout out to my co-star. Her name is Ashley Dakin and she stars in Betrayed by My Bridesmaid on Lifetime. Great movie. I watched it two nights ago and she kills it. So Everybody should go check out that movie. I got
betrayed by my bridesmaid. Mm-hmm. That's too real.
Yes, it's so good. What happened is, so the teaser is pretty much, you know how in a Lifetime movie, it's like that first scene where like someone like gets killed or like something wild happens and then it's like 2 years later or like whatever.
Yes.
So for the teaser, my character is only in like the end of it for like one scene, like really quick. But because it's the teaser, I don't know if I'm describing this correctly, but my character is actually the lead in the full movie, but she's only like briefly in the teaser.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're teasing her role. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like setting up the story for the rest of the movie.
Oh.
So hopefully the movie gets picked up and hopefully they like my performance in the teaser so that I could potentially continue to move on and play the lead role.
Right. Oh, my God.
I would love that.
I love this. Fingers are crossed for you. This is
the season of the real. The season of the real.
It really is. Year of the footage.
Season of the real.
It is. You're going to have so much footage. You're going to have everything.
So. I think so. I'm desperate for it.
That would be, that'd be wild if you didn't, to be honest, because you're in quite a few films. So, like, the chances are you should. Like, that's like,
I'm really interested to see, like, what I could put together from this current movie. It'll be very, very interesting to see.
Yeah, if you guys need help with reels too, Vass is so good with reels. He's like the real master. So,
the real master.
Yeah. The real master.
Real master Vass.
Shout out to Vass. Oh, real master Vass. That's so good.
That should be like a service on
That's a name.
The online actor. Like a tab. Click here for real master Vass.
Master Vass. I think we're on to something.
TM.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
No, but seriously, Vass. Yeah, Vass put together Liv's current reel that's like amazing. He like created a whole new movie from like another movie.
Yes, he did. He did.
And like right before your eyes too. I remember when he was helping me with mine. He's just like clickety click 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 delete drag drop paste and it's like pristine.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know how.
What can he do?
I know, right? Like, he does it all. But yeah, so I think when you have your footage, you know who to take it to.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be annoying him day and night once I get all my footage. Oh, all right. Well, I feel caught up. I feel like I finally shared everything I wanted. Oh, my God. Wait, I have one more thing to say.
Yeah.
I'm pissed. And Robin. I am pissed at the Academy because they've released the Oscar nominations for this year. Mm-hmm. And guess who wasn't nominated for Best Director?
Who?
Greta Gerwig for Barbie.
Oh, interesting.
And guess who wasn't nominated for Best Actress? Margot Robbie for Barbie.
What?
But guess who was nominated for Best Supporting Actor?
Who?
Ryan Gosling for Ken. I mean, great for him. I'm glad that he was nominated. I'm not saying anything about that. He was incredible. But I think
so was
the two women who like pioneered this film.
Pioneered the film. And it's so crazy because like this is what the film is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the irony of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God. Yep. That's so disappointing.
Yeah. Sure is.
That sucks.
Well, on that note.
Yeah, right? Like, but no. Okay. So on a more positive note, if you are interested in getting your reel done and if you're interested in getting acting, taking acting classes or getting private coaching, a really excellent resource is The Online Actor. You could use our code, which you can find in our bio, and that is ITM20. So that's 20% off. And the classes are already pretty inexpensive compared to others, I would say. So please do check it out. And if you'd like, give us a follow on Instagram at ITM with Livin Bix. On TikTok, we're at Livin Bix. Feel free to DM us, comment. We have received a couple of messages from our listeners. And I just want to say thank you so much for those messages. Every time we get those messages, it's just super encouraging. And
we like immediately send each other like screenshots. Yeah, like, oh my God, did you see this?
Yeah, it just like validates why we're doing this podcast, to help other actors. But yeah, I just also to create this community of working actors. So yeah, please keep sending those messages. We really do appreciate them. And Bix, is there anything you'd like to say?
There is one more thing that I want to just add about the online actor. Recently, they added a teen class. So I don't know like what if there's like different ranges or if it's just like all like, you know, like 13 to like 18 or what have you. But I just like, I love that so much. I don't see a lot of offerings for teens. And I also can understand parents being wary of like where to send their kids and what kind of studios and all of this. Is like, it's hard to trust people with your kids. So I just think that the online actor would be a great resource for any teens that are listening or for any parents that have teens that are looking to get into film and TV. Vass is an incredible instructor. And yeah, I've just been like so happy. Like I immediately like DM'd him. I'm like, this makes me so happy. I love seeing it. I just love kids. So send your kids to Vass. They will be in very good hands.
Great hands. Yeah. So we will catch you guys in 2 weeks.
All right.
All right. Bye. Thank you for tuning into The Moment with us.
Our amazing cover art is by Kalani Hubbard, photo by Elena Latona, and our podcast is edited by Rebecca.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at ITM with Livin Bix.
Like and subscribe on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify.
Also, if you're feeling extra generous, we won't hate it if you rate and review. Bye.